Welcome into a very spooky, I don't know why I did that. Welcome into a very spooky edition of the Battleground Podcast, a Halloween edition of the Battleground Podcast. By the way, we do have some limited edition Halloween merchandise. We have taken the Battleground Podcast logo and made it the retro Halloween Havoc logo. So if you'd like to grab a t-shirt or a hoodie, which is what I'm wearing in today's interview, even though you're listening to this, you can't see me, you can watch this interview. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Battleground Podcast. You can check out the amazing Battleground Podcast hoodie, but we have them available for a couple days remaining. So if you want to get your hands on those, please make sure you buy one. You can go to whatamaneuver.net and get this. Check this out. We now have a website. So it's a one-stop shop for everything. So if you want to get some merchandise, you want to listen to some episodes, you want to be a part of the show, we now have a feature where you can start being a part of the show and asking people questions. All you got to do is go to battlegroundpodcast.com. That's the website where everything is at. And coming up very soon on the show, we're going to be talking to Drew McIntyre. So if you want to leave a question for Drew, battlegroundpodcast.com. We're also going to be talking to Booker T. I shouldn't have said that out loud. Booker T is going to be on the show. We're going to talk to him. So if you got a question for Booker T, leave us a message over there at battlegroundpodcast.com. That is the website. And of course, please make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Battleground Podcast. But let's get into today's interview talking with Sami Callihan. By the way, Sami was on his cell phone and we did this through StreamYard. By the way, StreamYard doesn't pay us, but hey, if anybody from StreamYard's listening and they want to sponsor the show, holler at your boy. Anyways, let's get to the theme song that you all love to sing. We're going to talk to Sami about some big things happening this weekend.
Battleground! Live from the Parts Unknown Studios.
You've entered the Battleground.
Battleground! The Battleground! Battleground!
The Battleground.
Welcome to the Battleground Podcast, your place for all things pro wrestling.
Battleground!
Give it up for your hosts.
Welcome to the Battleground.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Battleground Podcast. I am your host, Battle, on a spooky edition of the Battleground Podcast. Let's go ahead and bring in my tag team partner, Eli. Eli, man, what's going on, buddy?
What's up?
Yo, I dig the shirt, man. And that kind of gives you a hint on who our guest is right now. So let's go ahead and bring him in. Sami Callihan's on the show. The mean man, Sami Callihan. How about those Bengals, man?
How about spooky? What kind of disrespect is that you saying because I'm on the episode? It's a spooky edition?
No, this is like our Halloween because we got Halloween shirts made for the show. I mean, you can check them out right here. These Battleground Podcast shirts are actually pretty cool if you want to grab one.
I don't know if I trust you. I don't know if I believe you. Sounds like an excuse to me.
No, we'll make sure we send you one. I will make sure you get one of these shirts just because.
I better get one size large sent to me or there's going to be hell to pay.
We will get that sent to you. And, of course, let's talk about the big thing that is going down this weekend.
The Cincinnati Bengals. They're killing it right now. Dude, can't call them the Bengals anymore.
No. And Joe Burrow, where did that guy come from? Last year, everybody counted him out. This year, I mean, he's just all over the place.
What about Ja'Marr Chase? Everyone was saying, oh, he can't catch the football. He can catch the damn ball.
Oh, he can catch the ball. Unlike some of the Titans players we have here in Nashville, I mean, some of them couldn't catch the ball. I mean, we spent money on Julio. We spent money on Julio, and it's like, why did we waste that money?
Yeah. Couldn't have got rid of Corey Davis, underrated player.
No, and he's up in New York. So, it is a very touchy subject. So this weekend, there's a big show going on, which you are on your way to. Wrestling Revolver's got their big Tales from the Ring match this weekend. It's going down on Fight, which, by the way, if you want, Fight has been gracious enough to give us a code to give away. So we are giving away a code that you can watch it. But if you do not win the code, go ahead and buy the pay-per-view. It's on Fight. It's this Saturday at 9 p.m.
I'm just
looking at it. You've got the Scramble. You've got Danhausen on the card. You've got Cologne on the card. You've got the four-way ladder match, Mox and Jacobs. I mean, this
Ace
card.
Sammy or Alex.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
Alex Zane and Ace. That'll be freaking barn burner.
Legit, I'm not just saying this because of my promotion. I'm kissing my own ass. But please tell me if there's another company that has a stacked card this year. One of the biggest indie shows of the year, and I'm not just saying that.
I mean, we were sitting here going through just kind of looking at the thing, and it's like that, you know, when we first saw this, and we'll kind of get into your recovery right now, but when we first saw this, it was going to be the big return, you and Moxley getting back together, and it was going to be you and Moxley versus the Wolves, and that we saw that, and we were like, holy shit, like, is this about to happen for real? And
Moose and W. Morrissey had to break my damn leg.
Yeah, and we were there that night when it happened, and I was just like, damn it. Like, we wanted to jump the fence over this because we're like, you literally just screwed us.
Broken. I straight said vicious myself. That snapped in half.
Oh, man. So
luckily, we were on the other side, so we didn't get to see it, but we just,
You're lucky. It was gross. It really
was it? Oh, we were sitting back there, and I was like, oh, no, and they explained what had happened.
I didn't start crying. I did nothing.
No, you just took it like a champ. Like, you were over there, and I was like, how in the hell is he just A-okay? Like, we watched you, and it was just thumbs up. That was it. You were good.
I've been through worse.
So, first and foremost, how is the recovery and rehab going for you right now?
Going great. I'm like 4 weeks into recovery right now. Finally got the stitches out from surgery. Able to do a little bit of range of motion. Not going to be able to put any pressure on it for another, I think, 4 or 5 weeks. And then I'll start rehab. And so you can't get rid of me that easy. And trust me, when I come back, there's going to be some hell to pay, and you're going to see an entirely new death machine.
Oh, snap.
Nice.
And that's kind of what we were sitting here thinking, because it was like you and Eddie, which is a very weird thing because you have a lot of history between you two. And we thought, well, are Sammy and Eddie about to make a tag team title run? Because it seemed like y'all were clicking. You were on the same page.
100%. The rest of the tag division is lucky because me and Eddie Edwards were about to take over the Impact Wrestling tag division.
Man. And, of course, Eddie Edwards is going to be a part of your show this weekend, Tales from the Ring, which, by the way, it is going down on Fight. You can watch it this Saturday, 9 o'clock. If you'd like to win a code to watch it for free, check us out on Twitter at Battle On Air. But you need to buy the pay-per-view. If you don't win this code, just go ahead and buy it because, I mean, we told
you the money.
We told you the stacked lineup. And I mean, I'm just sitting here looking at it, and it's John Moxley and Jimmy Jacobs, and the history that those two have. Was there any doubt in your mind when you know the thing happened with you and your leg? Did you already have Jimmy in mind of thinking this is what we're going to do, or did you want to try to find a tag team partner for Moxley?
As soon as I went down with the injury, I wasn't going to replace myself with someone else to make it a tag match because I don't believe I could have put anyone in there and lived up to the hype. Me and Moxley reuniting, take on the Wolves. I knew Moxley had to be in a singles match. And Jimmy Jacobs was my first guy that I thought of. Because there's a number of people I can put in with John Moxley, but it had to be something special for Moxley's debut in Revolver. So I called him that favor to Jimmy Jacobs. For people that don't know, Jimmy Jacobs and John Moxley had one of the most violent and one of the hottest feuds in independent wrestling history.
For sure. Yeah. And it was weird because like I was backstage at the Impact show. And I was sitting there and I was like, is that Jimmy or no? Because I thought, no, that's not him. And then it turns out he was back there and I thought it was like the greatest thing in the world because like you said, so much history between Moxley and Jimmy, and it's going to go down this Saturday. We're going to see it. It's an Iowa street fight. So I'm pretty sure.
If you watch Jimmy's promo, this goes more to than them just wrestling each other throughout the years. Jimmy said in a promo, he was one of the writers for WWE when John Moxley really wanted to leave and said that creative was terrible. And I think Jimmy took offense to that. And I think it's something that this is a really cool story that, like I said, you're only going to be able to see at Revolver.
Yeah. And of course it is going down this Saturday on Fight, 9 o'clock. Definitely go ahead and get that pay-per-view, go ahead and buy it, Fight online. And you can grab that pay-per-view.
Yeah. We have wrestlers from Ring of Honor, AEW, former WWE, Impact Wrestling. Revolver is really the only companies where you get to see people from all the different major companies coming to one place. And I don't even think you really touched on exactly all the different people going to be on that show. Like we said, we have Moxley versus Jimmy. We have the Revolver Championship ladder match with Rich Swann, Trey Miguel, Manscout, JT Dunn. We have Danhausen taking on Everett Connors for the first time. We have Alex Zane versus Ace Austin for the first time. We have Jessica Havoc versus Billy Starks versus Charlie Evans from Australia for the first time.
Yeah, that's going to be a Matt killer Riddle, match.
Formerly known as Aiden English versus Anthony Green for the first time. This show just goes on and goes on and goes on and goes on. We have the Open Invite Scramble, which has six of the best up-and-coming dudes in the wrestling business right now with no DQ, no rules, first tag, no tags, dependent caller, submission wins it. When we say this card is stacked, this card is stacked.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, anything indie-wise that you can do to help the business, and you know, when you combine different companies, different talents like that, everybody wins. So, I mean, it's, yeah, like you said, we just kept looking at the card like, is this real? Is this real? Like, holy crap, you know? So,
but the big thing is not just the wrestling. It's one thing that I feel like Revolver does better than a lot of the quote-unquote top indie companies now is our production. We don't just have a black curtain that you walk through. We have specialty lights. We have specialty entrances. We have a 150-inch drawn screen. Like, this show's going to be like watching a rock concert live.
Nice. That's hard to beat. Well, let's talk a little bit about Impact, since you're known for that as well. So to us, it seems that like around 2017 is really when the identity of Impact started changing. You know, there was kind of that reputation of like, they just have all the old WWE guys and all that. And I think it took a while to really get out of that shadow. Right around that time is when you came into the company. Do you think that the your infamous bat spot, do you think that helped put the company where it is now? Do you think that was kind of a, almost like an exclamation point saying, this ain't the old Impact, this is the new Impact?
I think it 100% changed the entire phase of Impact. It changed my career for the better, changed Eddie Edwards' career for the better. It got more eyes on Impact than had been at that time.
Oh, yeah.
It really gave people a chance to look at Impact and say, well, this is not the Impact we remember under the Dixie Carter era. This is a complete different Impact.
Yep.
And since then, like, the growth of Impact over the last 3 years is astronomical. I don't think people realize how bad a shape Impact was in before the new regime came over and taked over things. And now Impact is one of the hottest wrestling companies on the planet again, has one of the best rosters on the planet again. It's a company where everyone wants to be right now. It truly is an alternative to WWE once again.
Absolutely.
Definitely, for sure. And we're a little biased because we're big Impact fans. Although I was a little hurt when they decided to say, you know what, we're taking it away from Nashville and we're going to Vegas. That really hurt us, our feelings. But, you know, things happen and you got to go on.
We had to get back on the road.
And that's a good thing is we were a little selfish, but we needed everybody else to experience what we got to experience for the weekend tape. And you talk about how great the roster is for Impact and how everything's been going good. So, I mean, the women's division in Impact, you look at it and you put it up against anybody else's.
I think
and
it's best in wrestling right now.
Yeah. And it's probably the strongest in wrestling, but why do you think it's like a struggle for other companies with female wrestling? I mean, Impact does it right when it comes to female wrestling.
I think it's because Impact's always done it right. You want to talk about women's wrestling revolution. Impact started the women's wrestling revolution. Like,
yeah,
back with Kong, back with Gail Kim, back with all those people that put women's wrestling back on the map and shown that women can be top draws. Women can be more than just eye candy. They are athletes. They are just as big of a draw as the guys, and Impact was one of the first major national companies to do that, and they've continued to do that.
Yeah, and they did the all women's pay-per-view, what, almost 10 years before WWE? I mean, it's, you know, when everyone came out like, oh, WWE's doing all women, like, okay, Impact's already done that. Like, I don't, you know, like, you're falling behind there. Okay, so here's like a hypothetical. So the hottest free agent on the market, whoever that is in your opinion, comes to you for advice. What would you tell him to convince him to come to Impact that you haven't already said?
The only company where the shackles and the handcuffs are truly off. It's the one place that Impact is okay with us spreading our wings and being creative and doing outside things that we want to do. They're okay with working with other companies. Impact Wrestling is truly, I believe, the one company that you have more creative freedom than anywhere else.
Yeah, I think you, out of anyone, would be a testament to that. I mean, you've really evolved, and they've let you kind of, really grow into the Sammy character, like, 100%, you know, between, and I mean, like, they don't really, like, script your promos and stuff either, right? Like, you kind of have a hot mic and just go out, right?
100%.
Yeah, that's just a whole different ball game compared to a lot of places.
And you can also tell that other people are watching what Sammy does, because if I remember correctly, Sammy had a hacker, segment, and somebody else decided to take that segment from Sammy.
Dude, there's been so much stuff in my career that I've came up with or done first that's been imitated or duplicated. But it's one of those things, there's only one Sammy Callahan. And if someone else is going to do something I'm doing, like I'm going to bob and weave and I'm going to do something else. I've done that my entire career. I'm not a one-trick pony. I'm the most versatile wrestler on the planet today.
Do you what do you think about your match with Kenny Omega? Do you change anything? Obviously, getting the belt would be a change, I'm sure. But did the match go the way you envisioned it?
Yeah, it was great. I think it might have caused AEW to like shuffle some things up a bit, because I think it was one of those things. I don't think AEW realized how violent and how good our no DQ match was going to be, and I think it made them step their game up on that aspect of things.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we talk about you and Kenny going after the title, and it's been a while since you've held that world title, and I'm sorry to pour salt in the wound for that. But will you be focusing on that when you return?
Oh, my number one focus when I come back is I'm beating Moose and Morrissey's ass.
And it just so happens that Moose has that title, so...
Good for Moose. Moose got what he should have got a long time ago, but... Impact World Championship, been there, done that. My number one focus is beating Moose's ass.
Yeah, revenge. Got it.
That it is what it is. And, of course, again, don't freak.
I don't care how athletic he is. Yeah, he's not going to be able to do anything he usually does when I break both his damn legs.
You know, some people say an eye for an eye, but Sammy's saying a leg for a leg. So, of course, this Saturday, the Wrestling Evolver Tales from the Ring is live on Fight. 9 o'clock, definitely do yourself a favor. This card is stacked and it's on Fight. So get that pay-per-view when you can. Go ahead and do it now. When you're watching this, go ahead and pause this interview. Head on over to Fight, buy the pay-per-view, and then come back to this and continue watching this interview. Just do that, okay? Okay.
100%. Also, check us out on all social media platforms at PW Revolver. Check us out on our website, www.prowrestlingrevolver.com. Also, give us a search on YouTube, Wrestling Revolver. Check out our channel. It has music videos, matches, promos, segments from the entire history of Wrestling Revolver. Get caught up and see what we're all about.
That's killer.
Speaking of killer, now we're going to kind of switch to a fun part of our show, because we are in the spooky season, which is one of our favorite times of the year, Halloween. And now we're just going to go kind of off the cuff, non-wrestling related questions. So first question, what was the first horror movie you saw growing up?
First one ever I saw growing up?
Yeah.
The Langoliers.
Ooh, that's okay. That's underrated.
That's the first one. It was either that or the original It was the first one I remember, because, I watched horror movies at a really young age.
Yeah.
That was nothing. My family was normal. I was huge into horror movies. Like, so I was always watching them as soon as they came out. I remember being 3, maybe 4 years old when the original It miniseries ran on television. And I remember watching that with my parents and brothers as a kid.
Jeez. I think my first one was Silver Bullet, which was also Stephen King. Yeah, and I saw it when I was about 6. So, not great.
I want to say mine was either Chucky or The Leprechaun.
Yeah.
I think.
Both awesome. Both
yeah, awesome. Those are good.
The new Chucky series is out of this world, too.
Oh, I can't. I'm loving it so far. Like, honestly, the last two that Dan Mancini did, the Curse of Chucky and The Cult of Chucky, those were killer. I love those.
Good, my biggest problem with this is I hated how the doll looked.
Was my hang up.
Yeah.
I love how with the new doll, they went back to try to make it. And even Don Mancini said the most panned, the most loved Child's Play movie of all time was Child's Play 2. And yep. They wanted to make the doll look as much like the Child's Play 2 dolls as they could.
Yeah. I kind of have a soft spot for 3 just because it's got the amusement part.
People hate
yeah.
Dude, I love 1. I love 2. I love 3. I love Bride of Chucky might be my absolute favorite. Because I loved like late 90s, early 2000 horror movies, that feel, the soundtrack, the way it's shot, like the Faculty movies like Scream.
Oh, Faculty was a great movie.
Last summer. And I think Bride of Chucky really dove in deep with that entire feel and atmosphere, and I love that movie.
Oh yeah, I agree totally. Well, speaking of your favorites, do you have a like an all-time favorite, or do you have like a top five horror movies of all time?
Child's Play, Nightmare on Elm Street. But my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street, everyone always tells me I'm stupid because everyone loves Dream Warriors. I love Freddy's Dead. Freddy's Dead is probably my favorite, all-time favorite Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
I appreciate it more now. When I saw it as a kid, like obsessed with horror, I was like, this is garbage. I mean, I even hated it when I was little, but now I appreciate it more. I lean towards four. Four was the first one I saw as a kid. I was probably eight. And so that was kind of what I got into Freddy.
To be honest, I loved the Freddy versus Jason movie too. Might be one of my favorite horror movies of all time. I thought how it was shot, the entire backstory of it was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, totally.
I was kind of hoping there would be some sort of sequel, especially after the end of Freddy versus Jason.
There was supposed to be, and like it's been in development for years. It's never, like, something keeps happening. It was supposed to be Freddy versus Jason versus Ash.
Yep.
Like, they've been talking about that for years because they even made a comic about it. That was supposed to come out in the movie.
Yeah, I heard a rumor. It was also, they talked about like either Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, or Freddy, Jason, Leatherface. I think it just came down to like the right stuff. And now with Friday the 13th, all in their battle with the rights and who owns what, I don't know when we'll see any more Jason stuff, but yeah, I think they did have at least a sequel fleshed out because it was a big hit, man. Like, that's the highest grossing Friday and the highest grossing Nightmare.
Friday the 13th is kind of overrated anyway. Out of all the major slashers, I still like Friday the 13th, but he has to be my least favorite, I think.
For me, it's the history, you know, like if you go through it and just by the time you get to like Jason, you're in like part six. You know what I mean? Like you got to go through all this stuff just to get to it. And then by the time you're there, you're six movies in. And it's just, I don't know. His backstory is a little choppy for me.
My favorite's number two.
Mm-hmm. Mine is five and seven. I
also love Jason Takes Manhattan, which a lot of people
just I
want to get this out for how ridiculous it is.
Well, I like the later ones too, kind of like the Freddy and Freddy 5 and the late 80s, because you can kind of tell they kind of got like MTV advised, you know, like the lighting and the way that it, you know, looked and everything. But yeah, I love Manhattan. It's, you know, of course they weren't in the city very long, but I mean, just the whole story and stuff, I dig it.
You mean to tell me you weren't a fan of Jason X or Jason in Space? I thought that was a good one, especially I believe that's the one where he took the girl's face and stuck it in the cryogenic whatever and then just smashed it. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome. But then it seems like a lot of scary movies then decided to do, let's put every scary guy in space, like Leprechaun in Space. Like when
Leprechaun in Space was awesome. All the Leprechaun movies I love. Like
they're great. Done. And it's like you sit there and think the one scene that always stood out for me was when the dude was peeing on the leprechaun and he went up his pee stream and then came back out. And I was like,
the third one's the best one. The Vegas one.
Yes.
Oh yeah. 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 I didn't see, did you see the one with,
was it Hornswoggle?
Hornswoggle. Did you check that one out?
Wasn't very good.
Okay. I missed it.
I'm not a big fan of remakes or reboots. Like, yeah. I would have liked it better if they had him look like the leprechaun of old, like kind of this over the top look, but they wanted to make him look scary. Like the original leprechaun, how he looked was scary to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then Warwick Davis is incredible. So, you know, hard to beat.
Warwick Davis is a man.
Oh yeah. I think we cut you off. I think you had three on your top five. I think we cut you off.
As far as horror movies go.
Yeah.
So I said, Freddy's Dead, Bride of Chucky. It's hard for me to put five movies that
I know.
Horror movies are my favorite. The original It, I've watched probably 1,000 times. Absolutely love it. The Shining, the original Shining.
Hard to beat.
I have to go to the original Halloween.
Yeah, the original Halloween's a clinic pretty much. I mean, it's just...
And it's, what's weird though is like I was reading this interview the other day and it was like the first Halloween and then everything else that happened after it doesn't count in the series. And the only really true sequel are the two that Danny McBride did.
Yeah.
I loved how they did that. I thought it was great. Even though I love the original timeline too. I'm one of the rare people. I love Halloween H2O. And I do one of my favorite Halloween movies all the time is Halloween Resurrection. I thought of it in the house doing a reality television show. Everyone watching online, I thought was awesome.
That's the one with Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes.
Yep. Yeah. I like three, you know. I'm a big six guy. No, I don't know anyone that likes six. Paul Rudd's in it. That's just the first one I saw as a teenager. So
The Curse of Michael Myers was the first Halloween movie I ever saw in the theaters. I think I was like in late elementary school, early middle school.
See, that one to me, that one goes to the point you were making. You could tell that it was, and the funny thing is it actually came out like a year before Scream, but it had like Scream influences, like the lighting and they had like Brother Kane on the soundtrack, you know, a hot rock band. So like, they were already kind of putting elements of what, you know, Scream became, and then like all the late 90s stuff, you know, from that one. So, yeah, I mean, the story's not great, but I mean, I don't know. I got a soft spot for it.
It's some good stuff. So we're just a few days away from Halloween. Do you have any like favorite Halloween tradition?
I'm a big haunted house person. Like,
yes,
the crazier and the more wild, the better. Like, we used to always like find as many different haunted houses we could go to as possible. In Ohio, we have a bunch of great ones. And Florida, Halloween, we probably went to Halloween Horror Nights like five or six times every season when we used to live out there.
Yeah, they're Halloween Horror Nights. I haven't been since 2013, but I mean, it's just, it's next level. It's so good.
I went, I think to Halloween Horror Nights 2-3 years ago. And we had fast passes, which is a total game changer, by the way, of getting
you got to.
I don't do lines. I refuse to go to any theme park or do anything without a fast pass.
Yeah.
And we got them. And I think this was when the Stranger Things haunted house was there. And we went through and then we got back out after it was done. And the line, I think, was like 120 minutes to get in. And I was like, totally worth spending all the extra money on fast passes.
I'm not a big person on inconvenience. I'm the type of person that'll pay for extra perks at airlines, extra perks at amusement parks. Like, I hate waiting in line for anything.
Well, they did it right with that, because the people they're spending the money on this fast pass for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, cool, man. Well, we appreciate your time and plugging the show this weekend. Do you have any final remarks heading into the weekend about the show?
I'm telling you, check out the Wrestling Revolver. If you have, this is our first live pay-per-view that we've done ourselves. Now we produce ourselves. We put a lot of time and effort into this. Also, people that haven't checked out the Wrestling Revolver, there's not a lot of companies like the Wrestling Revolver. We are a true buffet of professional wrestling. It's not just one style. We have a little bit for everyone. We have great deathmatch wrestling, great technical wrestling, great comedy wrestling, great women's division matchups. We have great intergender matchups. We truly are a true buffet of professional wrestling where there is something for everyone.
Nice. Well, we're beyond excited. I mean, this card is just unbelievable. So if you're even a minor fan of wrestling, there's going to be something for everyone.
And definitely do yourself a favor. It's on Fight this Saturday, 9:00.
If you haven't, check out our social media, because I remade the Halloween 3 Season of the Witch Silver Shamrock commercial with the Revolver jingle with it, with the dancing heads. Like, check it out.
You're singing my soul right now.
We are going to make sure that we retweet everything.
I'm going to text it to Battle so he can text it to you to check it out.
I can't wait. That's incredible. And
we'll make sure we retweet everything for it.
We re-recorded the jingle and everything with our own words.
That's amazing. This is an exciting time. And of course, Sammy, I know that this weekend's a big one, and we hope for you to have a speedy recovery, because we cannot wait to see you get back in the ring, because I know you got some ass kicking to do.
I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be at Revolver this Saturday. You'll probably see me eventually in a wheelchair or something.
So, yeah, and we're excited to see you back. We hope for a speedy recovery for you, and we look forward to this Saturday. And, again, anytime you want to come on the show, more than welcome to.
always, you know, I'm always willing to come on with you guys.
Well, Sammy, thanks again for everything, and enjoy this weekend.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later.
See you, bud.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.